set you, then he's like, I know what to do now. Amen. 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 Some things come, you know, it take you for unaware sometimes. Yeah, that's right. But God said, I want you, and he show you all the time. Sometimes we just be passed out and out. Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. Huh? Amen. Amen. I tell somebody, I'm getting used to the new more and more. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Huh? More and more. Part of body. Yeah. Amen. That new sometimes train you to be more and more. It look like you're less and less. Amen. He give you that grace and mercy to get you to that more and more. And that's in your heart. And thank God he judges by your heart. Yeah. He don't judge you by your outside. Amen. Because your outside. Amen. Huh? You go past some houses, they look ragged on the outside. But I done walked to some houses that was clean on the inside. Amen. Huh? And I done walked to, I went to some houses that was good on the outside, but tear up on the inside. Amen. You want to tell somebody, don't judge by what you see now. Amen. Don't judge by what you see. Hallelujah. I'd rather be clean on the inside. Amen. And pleasing to God.
Yes, that's what's
holy God. To sit here and try to appeal for you.
Come on.
Amen. Right. Try to keep up for you.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't keep up with schizophrenic folk.
That's right.
People that can't make their mind up what they want. Amen. They like this today, and then tomorrow get the degrees go up 5 more. They got an attitude. They can't pray because it's too hot. Amen. Huh? But they didn't get their favorite drink. They can't. They mad.
Yeah, right.
Amen. We're going to make sure we have all the drinks at the picnic.
thank you.
Amen. So you can keep smiling. Amen. A little humor don't do nothing.
Amen.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God loves us. But he never leaves you where you need anything.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Where you never lack it. Hallelujah. Even if you had to change locations, you changed locations, but he still had a shelter over you.
Yes, yes, yes.
He had provisions around you. Amen. Huh? Ain't nobody here ever went hungry.
Come on.
I ain't talking about missing a meal. I'm talking about that real hunger stuff.
That's right.
Amen. Your stomach hadn't touched your back. Amen. There's some folks hungry. They starving.
Yeah.
Amen. I done heard some kids say, I'm starving. I need something to eat. I'm looking at them.
Yeah.
Trying to rush me to get me.
Amen.
I tell you, and next time your kids do that, say, oh, we starving. Say, we having a fasting moment.
That's right.
Amen. Make it wait for a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to Psalms 91. Amen. We're not going to be before you long. Amen. Hallelujah. You're like Pastor Dr. Hagen said, you say amen, we'll get out of here. Huh? Hey. Huh? Amen. Huh? Amen. Amen campaign. You say amen, you don't have to wait as long.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. Says, whosoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge,
yes,
my fortress,
yes, yes,
my God,
hallelujah,
in whom I trust.
Yes.
Surely he will save you,
yes,
from the fowls,
yes,
and the snare,
yes,
and from the deadly pestilence.
Yes.
He will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings, you will find refuge.
Yes.
His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror by night, nor the arrows that flies by the day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plagues that destroy at midday. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your left, at your right side, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. I will say, Lord, you are my refuge. You make the Most High your dwelling place. No harm will overtake you. No disasters will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on lions and on cobras. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him.
Hallelujah.
I will protect him, for he acknowledged my name.
Yes.
He calls on me, and I will answer him.
Yes.
I will be with him in trouble.
Yes.
I will deliver him and honor him.
Uh-huh.
With long life.
Long life.
I said with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, bless this word, Lord God, and the hearers, Lord God. Lord God, your people. Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Speak from a subject. Where are you living?
Uh-huh.
Where are you living?
Uh-huh.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Where are you living?
Uh-huh.
Huh? We know that God's presence is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
His presence is everywhere.
That's right.
Amen. The Bible says if you make your bed in heaven, he's there.
Uh-huh.
Even if you make your bed in hell, he's there.
Yeah.
God's presence is everywhere.
Everywhere.
In other words, his presence is available.
Jesus.
If you're in the club, it's available. Amen. Now,
amen.
I go lose. I stretch it on out there. If you're in the whorehouse, he's there too.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Amen. Yes. Had many testimonies of some brothers who said that they heard God tell them to get out of there.
Uh-huh.
Amen. God is there.
Yes.
Amen. God is in downtown Washington, D.C. At the Congress building, the Capitol.
Yes.
Amen. Even when they're making decisions that discount me and you.
Uh-huh.
Amen. To the citizens of the United States. Amen. God is still there.
Come on.
Hallelujah, Jesus. While opportunity of knowing who he is always around. Not many people take the opportunity to find out, amen, who he is. The Bible says he who dwells, he who lives, amen. You got to make that your permanent address, amen, while you go here and there in life, dealing with different stuff. Your address, amen. Tell somebody, say, you got a home address? Amen. We've been out of town all weekend. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But my home address,
uh-huh,
where I live.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The mail that's appointed to me comes to my home address,
uh-huh,
not my vacation.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
When God speaks to you, he don't speak to you, amen, for somebody else.
Come on.
Amen. He comes directly to you.
Amen.
He said, the day you hear my voice,
yes,
harden not your heart.
Come on, sir.
Amen. God speaks directly to you.
Yes.
Amen. Because that's your meal.
That's your man.
Amen. God is everywhere. Mm-hmm. He said in Proverbs, it says, wisdom crieth out in the streets, in the chief places. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Even the places that's like more popular. You got different cities that's more popular than other cities. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, they got downtown New York. Amen. Mm-hmm. Huh? Everybody know you, New York. Mm-hmm. Amen. You got cities in California. Mm-hmm. Charlotte. Amen. Mm-hmm. When you say certain cities, people recognize where you come from. But God is still there.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You need to make God your dwelling place.
Come on.
You need to make that your address. The Bible says that he protects those who stays in his presence. He blesses those who stays in his presence.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible tells us that even when Adam, amen, the first man made, amen, that in the cool of the day, that God would come visit Adam. Amen. Walk with him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes. Conversations, many conversations, not even recorded in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But Adam made that a dwelling place. Mm-hmm. He had to be in the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. When you're in the presence of the Lord, God will give you instructions.
Yes, he will.
Amen. He'll give you instructions on how to make it through.
Yes.
Amen. If you're dealing with more of the frustrations of life, huh? The this and that's, the yin and the yang of life.
Come on.
Amen. Maybe because you're not receiving instructions. Amen. Maybe because you're not in the dwelling place.
All right.
Amen. You know, even when you have an umbrella over you and it's raining real hard, if you got a good umbrella, amen. I ain't talking about them ones you can get at Dollar Tree. I'm talking about them ones that got a good spine. Amen. A good web. Amen. That can take some wind. Amen. That can cover you properly. Amen. You might get wet a little bit. That's your feet. But mostly the whole part of you should be dry. Amen. So life will work on you a little bit. But if life is overtaking you, something is wrong.
You're
not under the right umbrella. Amen. The Bible said that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the what?
Shadow.
The shadow. The shadow. Amen. And you know how it is when you're in the shelter. When you're at the park. We've been to the park before. You see how the shadow of the shelter moves. You under the shelter. Amen. But the shadow of it moved a little bit. Amen. And if you're watching, you'll see people move with the shadow.
That's right.
Because that's where it's cooler.
Uh-huh.
And where you keep your shade at. Because sometimes that sun will try to shift under the shelter. Amen. And sometimes the enemy tries to throw heat on you, even if you're covered. He'll try to move your shade, even if you're covered. You got to stay under the shadow.
Come on.
That means that you hiding under there.
Uh-huh.
And the enemy can't see you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He know what church you go to, but he can't see you.
Come on.
He know where you work, but he can't see you.
Right.
He can try to affect your department, but he can't see you. Amen. Because if he can see you, he can aim right at you. Amen. But God has him blind because you are under the shadow. Amen. I said, where you living?
Where you living now? Where you living?
Hallelujah. The children of Israel experienced something supernatural. Amen. When they left Egypt, God told them to take all the gold and the silver.
Uh-huh.
Take the cattle. Amen. Take everything. Take your economy back. Huh? Take your economy back.
Yes.
I'm blinding the enemy long enough for you to take your economy.
Come on.
Amen. That's why you got to hear that has an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Uh-huh.
God is giving you an opportunity to take your economy back.
Thank you,
I said don't look at the economy. Because if they would have been looking at where they were still, where they still were, they wouldn't have moved nothing.
That's right.
Amen. That's why you can't go on what you're in right now.
Right.
You got to go on what God is telling you to do.
Yes.
To take your economy back.
Uh-huh.
And the reason that they could hear him say it because they was under the chateau.
Uh-huh.
They was close to his voice. Ooh. In the right location. Amen. The Bible said that they walked out of there richer than they ever been.
Yes.
Amen. That was richer than 450 years.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear me what I said.
Yes.
The riches that they took out of Egypt. Amen. It 400 years couldn't have got them that much money.
Hallelujah.
450 years couldn't have got that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the existence of Egypt. Which was longer than 450 years. Because they was under the chateau.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The word came through Moses to let my people go.
Yes.
God said, I just want you to tell them that. Said, let my people go. And they say, what is his name? I am that I am.
Yes.
Amen. I am that I am. And when they caught that message, they start to move on the word. They started picking up gold. We know that every nation has a treasury. And they have guards guarding the treasury. How does a slave know where to get the treasure? I said, how does a slave know where the treasury is? They've been out there in the sun getting whipped, moving stones. They never been in no palace. They seen what they built, but they never entered what they built. Huh? Amen. And if, as long as you let the devil coerce you to keep building for him, amen, and keep your back bent, you'll never get the victory. But they heard what God told them. I said they heard what God told them. You got to start trying to hear what God is telling you.
Yes.
Amen. Even in your circumstances that seem like it's disadvantage. Amen. God ain't worried about your circumstances. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not like you worried about them. God has a solution for everything.
Amen.
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 Before he spoke in the beginning, everything was already solved. I said before he spoke it, everything was already solved. Amen. We be past finding out. But God don't never plan for anything. He's already ahead of everything. Nothing, God don't have to figure out trouble. He already know trouble. Amen. He already got a solution for it. Huh? Amen. The children of Israel left there richer than that 450 years. Amen. And this is how God makes himself, his presence known. If you're living where you're supposed to.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says that when they would travel in the desert by day, that God would have be a cloud by day. Okay? But we know that desert temperatures are scorching. Are severe.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Cause some to die.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But they wasn't traveling dying because they was under the chateau.
Okay.
Amen.
God said, I'm going to keep you cool during the day.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to be a cloud by day.
Uh-huh.
So the cloud going to keep the chateau right.
Okay.
But as long as you follow the chateau,
mm-hmm.
amen,
mm-hmm.
you'll be all right. And when night comes, when it gets cold out,
mm-hmm.
I said, when it gets cold,
mm-hmm.
amen. He said, I'm going to be a pillar of fire.
Uh-huh.
Something you can feel and something you can see.
That's right.
I said, something you can feel and something that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God said, I'm not going to let this stuff be mysterious. Look at what you brought out. of your captivity. Amen. Look at how I'm guiding you to the promise. Amen. And all you got to remember, God is guiding you through the promise. And now if you stay under the shadow, he will take you to victory. He will take you to your deliverance. Amen. Most of the time, people, they wonder about life. The Bible says that, that Jesus said, if you wonder about how to live, look at the ant. Study the ant. Amen. You remember those ant farms that you could get, and you could put ants in that little thing that, you know, in your science class, they have a little ant farm. And you'll see those ants, it wouldn't be even no shape, no tunnels or nothing. They'd be sand. They'd be sitting on top of the sand. They pull those ants in that little container. And somehow, some way, those ants make a home. Amen. They get to work. Huh? I've never been able to split a brain of an ant to figure out how do they make stuff happen. How are they so smart? Amen. How do they stay committed to gathering in the harvest season? So when the winter comes, they're already prepared. Amen. I said the ant. They don't work with confusion. You see them back and forth. They're carrying something all the time. Storing up, preparing. Amen. And that's how you got to be with God's word. You got to be at work.
Amen.
You can't put down your marching orders. Huh? For conditions. They still go through the dryness of life.
Amen.
They still work.
Yes, sir.
Because their motivation is to be prepared. Amen.
Amen.
Same thing in life. Now, unfortunately, we got ants that's smarter than some human beings. Amen. The smaller, you can't even tell me what size their brain was or is, but they smarter than some human beings. Amen. Human beings that's made in God's image. Amen. And if they were made to do what God created them to do, why can't you?
Come on now.
They were made to do what God created them to do. But you doubt it. Huh? Doubting God. But he said you was more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Doubting that he can bless you. Mm-hmm. Huh? He said, but I gave you the power to get well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. We're so used for our occupations that we've been in for so long. And when it gets shut down, we're like, what am I going to do? Amen. But along with your occupation, before you got laid off, you was doing building things. Amen. Growing stuff. Amen. Your hobbies. Sewing. Doing hair. Amen. Doing other little contract things for other people. You ain't stuck. Amen. If you use what God gave you, the talents that he gave you, amen, it'll open up more than what you've been getting on your main job. Amen. Most time we hear this word, amen, but we don't move on it until persecution comes. Amen. Huh? That's what happened in Acts. God let persecution break out.
That's right.
And then that's how the church grew.
Yeah.
Huh? Sometimes trouble comes to make you grow. Huh? Amen.
Amen.
God know how to move you. Amen.
Amen.
But God can bless you in supernatural, unprecedented ways when you stay in the dwelling place.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why you got to make sure you know where you live.
Amen.
Make sure you know where you live. Amen. And let God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. I'm done. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I just have to, sometimes you got to push people to say amen. Dozing a little bit saying amen. You're hung in there. Amen. I guess you decide to say, I'm going to get one thing out of it. I'm going to stay under the chateau.
Amen.
Amen. I was in Georgia helping with a funeral. I'm going to tell you right now, that Georgia heat, it'll, man, I think I done got blacker. Amen. Lord God, well, we're the blood, Lord God.
Yeah,
give me your name glory and honor and praise, Lord God.
Yes.
For these, Lord God, your miracles, Lord God. Lord God, the testimony is going to come out of these miracles, Lord
yes.
God. The healings, Lord God.
Lord,
Lord God, we
God.
Ask you, Lord God, to bless, yes. Lord God, Brother Lamont, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, you know what's going on with his body.
Yes.
Lord God, he's been in the hospital for a while now.
Yes.
Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to raise him up,
yes.
to deliver him, Lord God.
Yes.
Speak to him, Lord.
Yes.
Speak to him, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
He's ready to hear.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. He don't have no strength of his own.
Yes.
He's in the right position, Lord.
Yes.
To say, I yield, I yield.
Yes.
I can't go any longer.
Glory.
Lord, I need your presence.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. Not his will, but your will,
yes,
Lord. Hallelujah, God. We ask you to save him, sanctify him, and fill him with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, to run for you. Hallelujah. When he get up off that sick bed, Lord God, he it won't be no other way that it could have happened but except you. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, for his deliverance, Lord God. And his healing, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to touch mother. Lord God, be with her, Lord God. She know your name. Hallelujah. She know your spirit. Hallelujah. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let that water, that living water rail up in her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. She owed her appointment, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, for supernatural, unprecedented, Lord God, doctors and assistants, Lord God. Lord God, that the procedure, Lord God, to be victorious. In Jesus' name, Lord God. And she walk out of there better than she when she came. In Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for her healing in advance.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. And we give you glory and honor for it, Lord God. We pray for, Lord God, Sister Diane, Lord God. And her surgery, her recovery, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to bless her body, Lord God. For supernatural, unprecedented, Lord God, recovery, Lord God. From her neck down, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that she don't struggle, Lord God. Lord God, that the pain or the recovery that they said, Lord God, is less with you.
Yeah.
Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for her praise report.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for her shout.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God. We thank you for her testimony.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, Lord God. We pray for Sister Shirley, Lord God, and her family, Lord God.
Yeah.
Continue to move in her life, Lord God.
Yeah.
To grab hold of your word, Lord God.
Yeah.
With faith, Lord God. Because without faith, it's impossible to please you.
Yeah.
Lord God, help her to trust you,
yes.
Depend on you, Lord God. Help her to see you working, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, the cloud by day
yes.
and the fire by night.
Yes.
Where the darts or the arrows of the enemy can't find her in the daytime. Hallelujah, God. You keep her moving at night, Lord God.
Yes.
Where she's not stagnant, Lord God.
Yes.
Even recovering, Lord God. But she's in the fire, Lord
yes.
God. And she feel you, Lord God. She can see. We give you glory and honor, Lord God. Lord God, work, Lord God, in everybody's life, in everybody's home here today. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we rebuke the spirit of frustration, Lord God, intimidation, Lord God, perverseness, Lord God, and try to lead them contrary to your word, Lord God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, God. Lord God, we ask for love, Lord God, uncontaminated love, agape love. Hallelujah, God. To deal with people in their house.
Yes.
Who they live with, Lord
yes.
God.
Yes.
And extended family.
Yes.
Co-workers, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, break up the monotony, Lord God, in our spirit.
Yes.
How we go into work or go into the community or go into our homes believing. Because we're so used to being routine. Break up that mindset of routineness.
Yes.
Expecting that this was going to act this way and that one going to act that way.
Yes.
We cast down every high imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we speak peace, Lord God. Love, Lord God. Joy, deliverance, Lord God. Salvation, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. And we give you glory and honor, Lord God, for what you already have done.
Hallelujah,
Lord God. Let us catch up to what you already done.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Let us see what you already done. Hallelujah, God. You always are prepared.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Just like the servant, he couldn't see that the army of the Lord was surrounding the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But Elijah said, Lord, open his eyes.
Hallelujah.
And the armies of the Lord surrounded the enemy.
Yes.
Flaming chariots.
Yes.
Outnumbered the enemy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
You more than any adversary that we see.
Yes.
As long as we stay under the shadow,
mm-hmm.
Lord God, you will provide.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. It's good when we're under the shadow. It's easy when we're under the shadow.
Yes.
Lord God, bless your people to see the shadow and to stay under the shelter of your almighty wing.
Mm-hmm.
Stay under your wing, under your protection. Lord God, let them know, Lord God, you satisfy. Lord God, your taste, amen, your flavor that they desire. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.